You're listening to the Post-Apocalyptic Media Podcast, your weekly post-apocalyptic news roundup.
Hello and welcome back to the Post-Apocalyptic Media Podcast. I am your host, Sean, senior editor here at Post-Apocalyptic Media, and this is episode number 84. Now, we did have some news this week, and, you know, of course, I missed last week, so there was nothing to talk about there. But the main thing I wanted to talk about this episode is Tales of the Walking Dead. I think that the show is kind of polarizing at this point. There's only three episodes out, and I want to talk about that. But I'm going to wait until the end of this episode because I might have a little bit of spoilers. Nothing too big, but I do want to talk a little bit about each episode and my impressions of them. So that will be at the end of this episode. Before I do that, we'll get to some news, which there hasn't been a ton, not as much as last week or I guess 2 weeks ago. But one thing I did want to talk about is a very special project that I'm working on. It is called Through the Aftermath. And that is it's a short story anthology, right? And I think I hinted at this before, but it's a short story anthology. It's currently on Kickstarter, so I will put a link to that in the show notes. And it's met its goal. I mean, in 50 hours, you know, a little over 2 days, I was able to meet the goal that I had for that Kickstarter. So it's a sure thing. It's happening, right? You hear me talking about Kickstarter stuff all the time, and it only actually happens, you know, the project only happens if it's funded for its original goal. Well, now we have stretch goals to look forward to, right? And I have a lot of stretch goals in the project itself, in the campaign. So check that out. I'll talk about that a little bit. But I just want to tell you what this is because I'm very excited about it. Like personally, from me to you, from me, Sean, to you, listeners, this is something that's been in the works for a long time. Through the Aftermath, you might know, is an original podcast that I started with Jonathan Morris probably 14 years ago, probably close to that, 13, 14 years ago. So it's been something we've done off and on. You know, we've taken like a year or two off here and there. So I don't even know if you want to call it an actual in-progress podcast, although we are recording another episode next week or the end of this week. So I love podcasting. I just love podcasting. Anyway, so this is it's a post-apocalyptic podcast that I've been doing for a long, long time, way before this one. And I decided to make an anthology of short stories and name it after that podcast because I really enjoyed it. And here's a little tidbit here. If you're a fan of Elder Scrolls Online, this is like a little side note, right? If you're a fan of Elder Scrolls Online, there's actually a quest in there called Through the Aftermath, and it was named after our podcast because one of our good friends, Michael Zenke, worked for ZeniMax, and he worked on Elder Scrolls Online. So it's kind of a friendship homage to us, to Jonathan and I. He put a quest in there. I don't even know if it's still in there. It was in there when the game first came out in Elder Scrolls Online, and it's called Through the Aftermath. So anyway, this is like the third thing called Through the Aftermath, and it's I'm very excited about it. So like I said, it's a short story anthology, 19 different stories from 19 different authors. One of them is me, of course. If I'm making an anthology, I'm going to put my story in there, right? One is Tina, right? Tina, who's been on this show many times, she has a story in there. She has, it's a really great story. It's about mechs. I won't spoil it, but it's great. Actually, there's a lot of really great stories in here. I was really impressed. I tried to run the gamut here and have established, you know, well-known authors like Kyla Stone. She did a short story for us. There's David A. Simpson, who did all the Zombie Road, Zombie Road books and Feral Children books. He did one for there, which is that I love that guy. I can't say enough about that guy. He's so great. Scott Baker did one. Scott Baker, of course, does a lot of vampire apocalypse stuff. He did that. VJ Dunn, she is a wonderful author of post-apocalyptic. She's done a lot of post-apocalyptic books. Myra Dawn. If you look up these names, they are just, there are so many books a lot of these authors have written. Cal Brett. I can't even go over all of them. There's 19 of them. You know what I mean? And what I wanted to mention too is we also have a few writers in there who are brand new. You know, I wanted to do a wide variety. I wanted these established authors who are making a career out of writing about post-apocalyptic fiction. And then I wanted to also have brand new, everything from, you know, from those authors to ones who have maybe written a few stories to brand new, brand spanking new authors. And there's a couple of them in there. And one of them, I'm not going to embarrass him by saying his name, but one of them told me that I made his dreams come true by publishing one of his stories. And that is, I mean, you can't beat that, right? I mean, that's an amazing feeling to be able to have somebody tell you that and to be able to do that for someone. So I'm very excited about this book. You know, we have, like I said, there's the, not only do we have the 19 short stories, but we also have AI art. You know, I'm an AI art fanatic. I can't even say it. That's how just passionate about it I am. I'm a huge fan of Midjourney, DALL-E 2. They have a couple new ones now. Jasper's getting into the game. So I absolutely love AI art. I think it's fantastic. I think it's fantastic as a tool. I think if you, here's where I think it's bad is if you try to do it and say that you painted it yourself or drew it yourself, that's bad. But if you use it as a tool, you know, you enter the prompts, have the AI create something, and maybe you paint that something based off of that, or you do some photo bashing with it. You know, you put some stuff together, a piece here and a piece from there, as they say in Mad Max, and you put it together, and there you have it. That's art. You know, photography is art. Skinning 3D models is art, right? So I think that this is kind of right along that. And I could talk about this forever. Actually, it's funny. It's funny I mentioned that. There's an AI art podcast that I'm going to be a guest on soon, and I'll talk about, once that comes out, I'll talk about that here in this podcast. But so I'm going to be interviewed for that that podcast as well, where I get to talk all about my passion for AI art. So that'll be fun. Anyway, back to this anthology. little tangent there. So the AI art is done as a cover for this anthology, and I designed the cover. You know, I used the prompt in Midjourney, and I created this art, and then I messed with it in Photoshop a little bit to make it look more fiery and more apocalyptic. So it's a creation that Midjourney and I have done together, right? And it's the cover. I think it looks absolutely fantastic. I love the way AI art, AI has, you know, what they're doing with it in the art realm. It's very, very cool. So yeah, AI art cover, 19 stories, all post-apocalyptic. They range from space bunnies, right? Anthropomorphic space creatures. And then we also have zombie stuff, some really pretty gruesome horror. About three or four of the stories are really some gruesome horror stuff. There's a romance, which kind of, you know, has to do with zombies also. My story it's kind of a heartfelt father-daughter thing. It's very, as Tina calls it, Tina said it's very traditional. I don't know if that's an insult, but it's very traditional, and it's just, you know, I love it. It's something that I've just, you know, been writing for a little while. But each story is about 3,000 to 5,000 words. I think Kyla Stone's, I let her go a little beyond that because she is, you go on Amazon right now and look up post-apocalyptic book, and Kyla Stone's book will be number one. It'll always be right up there at the top. She's one of, if not the top author in the genre, and I was so excited to get her on board for this. Definitely so excited. And we have So last year we had the writing contest, the short story writing contest at Post Apocalyptic Media, and the winners from that are also in here, right? So we have, you know, those top three winners. We also have a couple more writers from that contest. Like I said, it runs the gamut, and I'm very excited about it. I'm very excited, and especially now, just, you know, 2 hours ago, this thing got funded, fully funded, reached its goal. So I'm very happy. I'm kind of riding the high from that, and I'm very happy about this. So it's going to happen. You know, it's not a question of if it'll happen. It's a question of when it'll happen and what kind of stretch goals there will be and things like that. So if you, you know, if this sounds like something that interests you, check it out. And if you can't, you know, if you can't get a book, and this is basically a pre-order. It's not like I'm begging for money. It's like, this is a good way to get pre-orders for the book. So if you can't get a pre-order yourself, spread the word. You know, maybe someone you know would want one, and it all helps out. It all helps to kind of get this thing out there even more. So that is my 10-minute spiel on my new project. I'm very excited about it. So thanks for letting me spill it here on this podcast. All right, well, let's get into the things going on this week. So I just wrote a YouTube roundup, which I do every Wednesday, and it's the top videos, trailers, short films, gameplay videos, things like that on YouTube for that week. Well, this week, I'm not going to go over all of them, but we have some of the things that kind of qualify as news. Broken Roads came out with a new trailer, and while they call it an announcement trailer, I mean, it's been a while since I saw the last trailer, but I feel like they've already done this trailer. Maybe this is now it's part of PlayStation. The PlayStation Network is advertising it. They have a new publisher now, so maybe they're just kind of, you know, getting that out there. But anyway, despite all that, just, you know, it's still a reminder of how amazing this game looks. It's a very Fallout-esque, you know, that kind of, what do they call it, isotopic or something like that. I don't even know the word. RPG. And it takes place in Australia. It's a, you know, a hardcore RPG. There's voice acting. There's all the things that you would expect in RPG. Character development and a deep, deep storyline. They also have a morality wheel. I forgot what they call it. I think that's what they call it. It's some kind of like morality wheel where you, when you act a certain way towards an NPC, it kind of turns your wheel toward that direction. You know, if you're always good, but then one time you decide to be bad, well, you can be a little bit bad, but you can't be extremely bad just randomly because you don't have access to that side of the wheel. I believe that's how it works. It's much like Fallen Earth. Anyone who played Fallen Earth, they had a faction wheel that was very, very similar to that, where you would gain faction and your pointer would be on that side of the wheel, and you couldn't just go and do faction quests for the complete opposite side of that. You know, you had to work your way over there. You had to do the faction next to you, which would gain a little bit of faction for the other side, and then you would start moving your way. So I think it's kind of that same thing. But it sounds very cool. I'm really excited for Broken Roads. I'm in their Discord, and it's actually a pretty small Discord. It's pretty quiet, but the people in there are very passionate about it. It's very cool. Most of them are Australian, and I'm such an Aussiephile, I guess that's the word. I want bucket list item. I want to go to Australia and one day and just walk around the outback, see what happens, right? No, that would be bad. All right. And then also in this thing, we have a couple videos for Wasteland Weekend. Wasteland Weekend is a month away. Can you believe it? I will not be going this year. I went in 2017 and 2019. I think 2019 was the last time I'm going to go because it's just a lot. I love the place. If I lived in California, I would go out there every year. But to get, you know, I can't go without bringing my vehicles, or at least one of my vehicles. So that's a big endeavor, you know, getting a trailer and trailing her out there. And so, yeah. I don't know. Maybe one day I'll just fly out there and forget about my vehicles and then wish I had my vehicles the whole time. But anyway, Wasteland Weekend is in a month. September
I don't know, end of September sometime. I'm not looking at the thing right now. But anyway, so they have two, there are two new videos, and I believe these are both, they've both been released before. I know the first one has. It's called Party at the End of the World. It's like an official trailer for Wasteland Weekend. I put that in here because they released the video again this last week, which is, you know, so that counts for my roundup. But it's been, it's come out before, and it's great. It's really great. We've had the guy who makes these videos. He's like the official videographer for Wasteland Weekend. His name is Makeshift. He's been on this show before. We've interviewed him. Great, great guy. He actually doesn't live too far from me, which is crazy because I live on the other side of the country from California. But he put this together. He has a team of you know, videographers who film this. He edits it, puts it together, and just comes out with this masterpiece video. So it's really great. If you are kind of, maybe you're interested in going to Wasteland Weekend, you don't know if you want to do it. Maybe you have already gone and you already bought your ticket this year and you don't have any inspiration to get your costume done or your car done. Well, watch this video. It'll give you that little kick in the butt you need. And then the second video about Wasteland Weekend is called American Rust Episode 2, Wasteland Edition. This is from Rat Rod Magazine. There was a guy from Rat Rod Magazine there in 2019. I believe that's when this video first came out. And he was out there. He talked to me for a little while. He has my vehicle's on the video, but he didn't interview me for it. So he went around. He talked to people during the car show. There's like a Wasteland Weekend meetup on Saturday morning during the event, and he went through there and he took a lot of video and he put it all together for this wonderful, wonderful video. I love this video because he talks over it, he narrates it, and he talks about the similarities between, you know, Wasteland vehicles and rat rods, because of course it's a Rat Rod magazine, and he kind of is making it aimed toward rat rod enthusiasts, and he's kind of making the case that, hey, these vehicles are actually rat rods. You know, we're the same. We're the same kind of enthusiast. So it's very, very cool. I really enjoy that video. I think he did a great job. He explains what Wasteland Weekend is about. Just, it's really great. You got to check that out. And that is in the in this YouTube roundup. Also, there's an interview with one of the developers of Encased. If you've ever watched my Twitch streams that I do for Post-Apoc Media, I love Encased. I've played that game a lot on streaming. It's an RPG. It's, again, it's another one of those top-down, three-quarter view, you know, RPGs. It's very Fallout 1 and 2, just like Broken Road. So it's a really good game. I think it's really, really good. So this is a cool interview. We get to hear more about the game from the developer. Also, now, this is the big one. I saved this best one for last. There is a very short teaser trailer for The Last of Us, the series. That's the one with Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey, and they are playing Joel and Ellie from the game, right? From the PlayStation exclusive Last of Us. I don't have a PlayStation. That's why I sounded so bitter when I said that. But it looks great. It looks like, I mean, again, it's very, very short, but it looks great as far as the production value. And of course, it's HBO. So, you know, HBO is knocking it out of the park lately. It looks good. It's very, very short, like I've said about six times, but that's because it's just a teaser, you know, and I'm really excited to see more about it. Again, I haven't played the games, so I don't have like a personal connection to, you know, the storyline and all that stuff. But this looks good. It looks really good. I think if I was a fan, I like to approach these things as not a fan a lot of times, because I think that fans get a little, what's the word, attached to the original, you know? And then they see this kind of stuff and they're like, well, Ellie's jacket is a different color, so I'm not going to watch this show. Well, okay, fair enough, but I'm going to watch it. I'm very excited about it. Okay, so that's all from the YouTube roundup. On the website itself, besides Tales of the Walking Dead stuff this week, we also have Alone Frozen. That show has started, which is, of course, a spinoff of Alone. Alone is a great show. I love that show. My wife and I watched that, and we're almost caught up on all the episodes, but it's a just such a great show. Such a great show. But Frozen is a spinoff where it takes place in a very, very cold area. Well, episode 2 has come out, and Tina does a recap and review of that. So if you're into that, make sure you check that out. There's a little bit of information about Westworld Season 4, Episode 9. And then we have, let's see, we also have Season 5 information for Westworld, because we don't, you know, we're on Season 4 right now. So it's kind of like everything we know so far about Season 5 of Westworld. Very cool stuff. And then there's some more information on here about, like, you know, how to watch Tales of the Walking Dead, a couple stories about that, because that's kind of the big news of the week, right? This Tales of the Walking Dead thing. So let me just go ahead and get into that now. Okay, so right here, right at this point, I should play like a beep or something. Beep. From here on, might contain a spoiler for Tales of the Walking Dead. And the reason for that is because I want to talk about this without saying no spoilers. Although I won't give a ton of spoilers. But anyway, so let's go episode by episode, right? I don't have any notes on this, so I'm just going to wing it and go from my steel trap memory, which is very reliable. So episode 1 had Terry Crews, Olivia Munn. This is, you know, we knew they were going to be in it. We've seen clips from this before. Terry Crews is basically a prepper who, his dog dies, so he decides to get out of the, you know, his little, what do you call that? Little vault. His little prepper vault. He decides to go out and look for a woman who he had been talking to before, I guess. Kind of like they were IMing back and forth and you know, this is, I guess it was before the apocalypse happened. So then he's like, you know what? I wonder if this lady's still alive. I kind of know where she lives. I'm going to do some research and figure it out. And then he heads out. Well, along the way, he meets up with Olivia Munn, who is kind of on the same mission. She's trying to find her, I think it's her ex-husband. She's trying to see if there's like rekindled love there and all this stuff. So they get together. I won't tell you the ending, but I will say that it is, it's okay. You know, I know that's kind of, it's not very committal, but it's okay. I think Terry Crews has some, he's the kind of actor who has some really amazing acting moments, right? But not all the time. There's some times when he's just the Terry Crews from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, you know, which, I mean, he's great on that, but he's also a kind of a cartoon character on that show, right? He refers himself in the third person, and it's just like a funny thing. Well, he's kind of like that same thing in all the other movies and shows he's been in, right? So that part of it is there. That's his established thing. And we'll get to season two or episode two, where there's also a character who's exactly the same like that. But Terry Crews has some really great moments. I mean, some really great moments. And Olivia Munn, of course, she's a great actor. She started out as a, a video game reviewer. I think it was G4, way back in the early 2000s. I used to watch G4 all the time, and she was on there. And she was one of those people, when I was a video game journalist, she was just getting out of journalism. And so there was like the legend of Olivia Munn. She's made it, you know, she's made it past game journalism into acting. So she was always a legend. And so I feel like, you know, it's just, that's a cool little backstory to her. Anyway, she did a great job. She's a wonderful actress. And I think that the acting was there. Although there were a couple little side characters where you're like, what? What? I don't know. Just didn't fit. The story was okay. It was very predictable, I think. There was a couple things I think they tried to do a twist, and it was like, oh, yeah, well. So it was okay. It was pretty good. I would, you know, if I were to grade it, I would give it B-, maybe C+, you know, right around there. All right, now, episode 2. Yeah, episode 2. So this one was wacky. It was very polarizing. It starred Parker Posey, who, you know, I have to give a little, okay, I'm going a little side tangent here. I know you love these. I think, okay, so this weekend I was talking about this episode to someone and I said, Piper Posey. And the person I was talking to said, well, what? Piper? I thought it was Parker. And in my mind, I sat there and had a flashback of all the times I've recorded this podcast and mentioned Parker Posey and probably said Piper Posey. It was like this, my mind was going, oh my God, have I been saying Piper Posey this whole time? Well, I apologize for all that. I don't know what I'm talking about. Parker Posey is the actress's name. Anyway, Parker Posey is in this along with Gina Bell it starts out as a very office, you know, basic office setting, very Shaun of the Dead kind of, you know, wackiness here and there with zombies. And then they throw in this really weird time shift thing. You know, it's like Twilight Zone. This was literally an episode of the Twilight Zone, like mixed with The Walking Dead. Now, I think that sounds great, right? I love Twilight Zone. I love Walking Dead. And to mix those two, I think it really was great. I watched the episode and I was a little bit like, okay, that was completely different. You know, my wife hated it. She's like, well, this is not Walking Dead. What are they doing here? Why is there a time shift over and over again? Why is it? I mean, it's like Groundhog Day where they kept repeating the same things over again and they had to fix certain things they did each time, you know, to make the outcome work. Very much like the Bill Murray movie, Groundhog Day. So I loved it though. I got it. You know what I mean? I'm like, I get it. I get what they're doing here. They're doing this. Well, but also at the same time, I could see how it would not appeal to just regular Walking Dead fans. So I went on Twitter, which is mistake number one. And I looked at, you know, the reactions of people, and it was just very, very negative. People are, I'm never watching Walking Dead again. I'm writing in to Scott Gimple and going to tell him exactly how wrong he is and just all, you know, all this stuff. And I feel like that was a little unwarranted, but I can see, you know, it was different. It was a lot different. I can see where they're coming from, I guess. I liked it. I think if I were to grade it on, if it was by itself, I would probably give it like a B, right? Like a solid B. But if I were to grade it in the Walking Dead universe, probably like a C minus, you know what I mean? Parker Posey is a great actress, but she also plays the same role over and over again. Ever since Dazed and Confused, where she was the head cheerleader, you know, she's played that same role. She played the same role in Lost in Space. She's the mean lady who is, conniving and she gets her way and she's just, you know what I mean? It's like the same role. And that's exactly what she did in this. But there was a little bit of redemption there. They kind of worked a few things out, but she was just this mean boss. So they had to keep redoing the scene over and over again because they kept dying. So then they had to go back and try to figure out together how to get through it. It's almost like playing a video game and you can't get past a certain point in the game and you keep going back to your save game and trying to figure out how to get past that point. I mean, it's the same exact thing. So from that aspect, you know, I understood it and I get it and I liked it, but a lot of people didn't. So now we get into episode 3. Now, episode 3 is Walking Dead 100%. It's all Walking Dead all the time. It even has a recurring actress from the main Walking Dead show, right? And it's one of those things that was developed to tell the origin story of Alpha, who we find out in this that her name is Dee. I don't know if we learned that in the original Walking Dead series, but her name is Dee before it was Alpha, right? And Dee is played by Samantha Morton, same actress who played Alpha in the original series. I think it was seasons 9 and 10 she was in there. She was kind of the main antagonist, right? Alpha was the leader of the Whisperers, who they were the ones who wore the skin masks, you know, and it was super creepy, but oh, I love those seasons. So great. It was a great storyline. Anyway, so she was kind of a fan favorite. And so this goes back and shows her life with Lydia, who's her daughter, who in Walking Dead, she's a little older, probably 10 years older, I'd say, than she is in this episode. And she, you can tell in The Walking Dead that she was very skeptical of her mom's whole thing, right? Her whole craziness. Well, we get to see kind of where that comes from in this one. She explains, Dee explains why she's crazy, like the things she's had to do when she was growing up. And then we see her really being mistreated a lot in this episode by other people around her. There are people who just, I don't know, they just treat her like she's plain and that she's not as beautiful as the other people. And it really gets to her. She's on this riverboat. So it's like all these survivors are together cramped into this riverboat like in a swampy area trying to survive together. And as you can imagine, that doesn't, you know, work out very well. But it's a great story. It's a great premise. We get to see why Lydia distrusts her mother. And we get to see, why Dee is so screwed up. And it gets to the point where later on in the episode, she almost kills Lydia because she's like, you know what? I can't let my poor daughter live in this world. This is a horrible world. Zombies everywhere. You can't go on land. You know, they're on this boat. You can't go on land because there's just undead everywhere and they'll just kill you. So she gets to the point where she wants to kill her daughter. But something happens that stops her. I am not going to reveal that because it's a doozy. It's at the very, very end of the episode. We get to see a little bit more of that origin story playing out. So it's very cool. I think number three was definitely my favorite episode. I think, you know, every week when I do this podcast, I'll probably talk about an episode after I see it. But I was very happy with it. I feel like episode three redeems the show a little bit after one and two. But as I ask in my article write-up of this episode, I say, is it too late, right? I think a lot of people tuned out after episode two. It probably wasn't a good idea to put that one so early, but maybe they're opening up the fact that we're going to have more of that. You know, I don't know. The next episode, four, is going to be called Amy/Dr. Everett. So we're going to get two new people and we're going to get their backstory. What it says on IMDb regarding this episode is, in a nature documentary set in the Dead Sector, a naturalist who studies walkers encounters a spirited settler. An unlikely respect is forged between the two as the settler tries to argue in favor of people taking back the land from the dead. So that sounds interesting. I'll probably like that one, as long as there's no time shifts, right? Just kidding. So that seems cool. I'm excited for this. I'm excited for the entire season. I really am enjoying it, despite, you know, a lot of people quitting immediately. But yeah, it seems good. It's very Walking Dead, but also not Walking Dead, I guess. Especially that episode too. So if you haven't seen it yet, check it out. I would check it out. You don't have to check out in order because none of the episodes are connected to each other. But, you know, we're three episodes in. You might as well check it out in order. Very cool. Highly recommended, especially that number three. If you want to start with episode three, there you go. Then you might have so much, like, love for the show just that'll be like a buffer that you can stand one and two. How's that? That might work. All right. Well, that is all I have for this week. Again, I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank you if you're one of the people who has pledged for the Kickstarter for my anthology, thank you so much. If you're not one of those people, go to the link in the description, check it out, and just see if it's something that you would like to you know, get a book and read it. Right? Read my story. Read the other 18 stories. They're very, very, very good. Let me tell you, I'm the only one right now who's read all 19 of these stories. And so take it from me, this is a good anthology. Yeah. So there's that. And be sure to always check us out on social media. We're everywhere. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Grindr. No, we're not on Grindr. But I think all that stuff, we're on all of it. Check that out. And as always, stay alive out there and always be ready for the big one. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.